Ian Schultz, there being no news anymore ever, the New York Times ran a story in late August about the new brand of male country singers. They don't wear cowboy hats anymore, at least according to the New York Times. A photograph of country singer Luke Bryan showed him wearing a baseball cap. It was placed next to a photograph of old-school country guy Trace Adkins, who was wearing a cowboy hat. There's a picture of some dude named Randy Montana, no hat at all. Two pictures of Chris Young with cowboy hat and hatless. And a picture of Bradley Gaskin, bareheaded. What about Toby Keith? Not mentioned. I did a quick Google search and was greatly relieved to find that in almost every photograph, Toby Keith was wearing a cowboy hat. A different cowboy hat for every shot. Dozens of cowboy hats. Where does he keep them all? He's wearing what seems to be a bandana on his head in one shot, but maybe that's because his cowboy hats are being cleaned or blocked or whatever you do to cowboy hats when you're not wearing them. The Times article by John Caramanca seemed to be a lament for the rugged, manly, gritty country singers of yesteryear. He wrote, quote, "The new model is a genial heartthrob, probably lived closer to the city than the country, knows his way around a frat party, and never gets too dirty. And yes, he wears a baseball cap," unquote. Now, I can't dispute the truth of this one way or another, though the genre does seem to be twang-free these days. What do I know? I stopped listening to country music after Furlin Husky. On a whim, I did a Google search of Furlin Husky. Dozens of pictures, only two with cowboy hats, and they looked like the same hat. And if you think about it, how many cowboy hats do you need? Real cowboys probably just have the one. You're on horseback, keeping doggies in line. Where would you keep a spare? On a real cowboy, the cowboy hat is a tool. It keeps the sun out of your eyes and can shelter your head in storms. You can use it to swat at flies. You can use it to swat the backside of your pinto pony to urge it into a gallop. Come sundown, after the beans and coffee are on the fire, you can slide it down over your face for some well-deserved shut-eye. So why did country singers start wearing cowboy hats in the first place? Did they travel from honky-tonk to honky-tonk on horseback? And why, according to the New York Times, is it an authentic country music singer indicator? A better one might be the nudie suit. Remember Nudie? He made the Golden Age suit for Elvis Presley. He gussied up Porter Wagoner, Robert Mitchum, Pat Buttram, Glenn Campbell, Hank Williams, Hank Snow, Roy Rogers and Dale Evans, Ernest Tubbs, Graham Parsons, Webb Pierce, Farron Young, Ray Price, Little Jimmy Dickens, and many more, including both Buck Owens and his buckaroos. What I'm saying is maybe Toby Keith should man up, ditch the cowboy hats and trade them in on a flamingo pink suit studded with rhinestones of turquoise racing stripes on the legs and arms. Well, good luck finding somebody to make it. Hey, maybe give Lady Gaga a call. She's flamboyant. If anybody can bring authenticity back to country music, it's Lady Gaga. I gotta go.